support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
But I want to welcome Rebecca Rosenberg, founder and CEO of Reboke. Is that the correct way to say it?
Reboka. Yes.
Okay. So give me the rundown. What are you doing here at CES?
Yeah. So we were really lucky enough to exhibit here last year. This year, you know, we've come to learn more about what's going on in the assistive technology space, to reconnect with some of our friends and advisors and investors, and really to explore what's next on the horizon in the accessibility space.
So are you guys doing any type of product launch, or are you just basically here connecting with others?
We're doing some connection. We are also really excited. So this is the first year that our Reboka Plus is available. So this is a technology that we have really been building for a year and a half probably now, and is sort of the paid version of our technology. So it was really important to us to have a free version of Reboka that was available. Just because so many assistive technologies are so expensive and it becomes prohibitive for a lot of individuals. But, you know, we're excited to also be launching this sort of paid version called Reboka Plus that just introduces a whole lot more features to our app-based system.
So why don't you go ahead and break us down and tell us about Rebokas for those that are not familiar?
Absolutely. So Reboka is an assistive technology meant specifically for people with moderate vision impairments. So one of those people being myself, I have low vision as a result of albinism, which is a rare genetic condition, and basically was unhappy with the assistive technologies that were made available to me growing up. Everything really aimed to totally replace vision instead of helping me to enhance the existing vision that I did have. And so what Reboka aims to do is just that, to help enhance existing vision instead of totally overpowering it. So what that looks like really practically is a smartphone app that uses the live camera feed from your phone or your iPad and allows you to add custom image adjustments on that live camera feed so you can personalize the way you see the world to your needs with zoom and contrast, exposure and color adjustments. And with the inclusion of Reboka Plus, some additional different inversion options, grayscale types of things. Really so that any individual can personalize what they're seeing in any situation, because what someone might want in a brightly lit room like this is very different from what they might want in a dim restaurant environment.
One of my team members is vision impaired, and he has to be really, really close to the monitor. So an app like this would help him potentially not have to be up on top of the monitor all the time.
Potentially, yes. So our technology is really meant to help people see in the real world.
In the real world.
As opposed to kind of seeing their digital screens.
Yep.
But yes, absolutely. We have a lot of users who actually do use like their smartphone to zoom in on their computer screen because so many websites and programs are inaccessible.
So I'm assuming then from a real world perspective, it could be restaurant menus. Really, it runs the full gamut, right?
Absolutely. I mean, classrooms, restaurants, we have people who use it in museums. We have users who will use our technology to play in the orchestra so that they can actually see their conductor close up to them, but in real time. We have somebody who uses it to take an ASL class because otherwise she wouldn't be able to see the professor speaking sign language.
Right.
And so she uses our technology for that, to board games, to spotting your friends across the room. I could go on for a very long time.
So what has the response been to the vision impaired community to your app then? What are they saying?
It's been really incredible. We have users in more than 100 countries all over the world and have really found, I mean, the messages that we get, I mean, just over email and on social media are, you know, it's so clear that this technology has been designed by somebody who understands this community and for the low vision population. You know, people tell us it's a game changer. They tell us that it has revolutionized their ability to actually accomplish tasks independently in their regular everyday lives. We've been really astounded by the response. And beyond just the technology, you know, no one has ever worked for the moderate low vision population before. We are really the first and still kind of only company to be doing that. And I have had a lot of, actually specifically parents of children who have vision impairments, who, even at shows like this at CES, where they don't mean to be coming to learn anything about assistive technology or about their kid's vision impairment, just I've had people stop and say, you know, my kid has albinism or my kid has RP. Can I just stand with you for a minute? And they will just stand there and be with me and, you know, with our team. And it's really an incredible, powerful moment because there's nobody else working for this population.
I think, too, sometimes when you hear the word vision impaired, hearing impaired, everyone almost immediately assumes blind or deaf. But
absolutely.
Yet we have this huge segment of the population that both has hearing impairment and has vision impairment at, you know, from scale one all the way to almost being blind. So it runs the full gambit. So it's interesting that you're one of the first apps to actually address this community. And is it specifically for those two types of, I don't know what you want to call those, diseases, or what is the, because I don't know the term.
Yeah, yeah. So Raboca is really meant to serve not people by disease state is what you generally call it, but by functional kind of needs.
Okay.
And so, you know, whatever type of disease you have, whether it's diabetic retinopathy or macular degeneration or albinism or retinitis pigmentosa, or just regular age-related vision loss, if your functional vision kind of falls into the category of you have a lot of good usable vision, but you need a little bit more help in certain situations,
right,
that is the population that Raboca targets. That's who we're working for. And really, it's, like you said, about 90% of people with any type of vision impairment still have a lot of good, usable, functional vision, and they want the ability to use it. But I think we tend to forget that so often in technology.
My grandmother, in her later years, suffered from macular degeneration, and I know it was quite devastating for her because of what happened to her vision, and it just, you know, got tighter and tighter and tighter. So I can understand where an app that you set up to design and set the settings that you need to be able to see clearly or better could be a godsend. So
absolutely.
Well, how can they find the app?
It is available right now on the iOS App Store. You just type in Raboca. It's R-E-B-O-K-E-H. Our website is also same, R-E-B-O-K-E-H.com. And we are Raboca Vision on just about every social media platform.
So go out there, folks, R-E-B-O-K-E-H.com. Check it out. And I know everyone has someone in their family out there that has a vision impairment. This may be the app for them. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plug Hits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.